Put on your thinking caps. This will be a puzzling hour here on the Ideas Network, and a fun one, too, and one that could boost our brain power. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is now 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, October the 12th. If you like puzzles, you will love this hour. If you aren't a puzzle person, you might convert, as our guest will likely convince you of the power of puzzles to keep our brains young. And we will welcome in the author of The Extreme Brain Workout in just a moment. But first, let me introduce my program producer, Rob Ferret, who's a puzzle person himself. Good morning, Rob.
I am indeed, Joy. Good morning. And well, here's a puzzle for you all. If you try to do a 12-day pledge drive in just 6 days, how much money do you need to raise? I'll give away the answer. Exactly the same amount, but you need to do it twice as fast.
I was going to say that.
You're right on top of it, Joy. Yep, it's our half the time pledge drive. We're trying to do what we usually do in 12 days in just 6. And you can keep us going. We got off to a pretty good start yesterday morning. You can keep us going on our goal and help us keep these pledge drives shorter than usual with your pledge at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
Yes, thank you so much. If you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, if you're pledged yesterday, we made our morning goal and then some, and then a lot some yesterday. It's really important, though, to keep these pledge drives and goals on track since we are doing this in half the time. So our goal is a little heftier than usual. 30 pledges expected this hour, and 30 pledges, we can do that with your help, and we have a great incentive for you to pledge this hour.
We do. We're going to be talking to Marcel Denasi today, in just a couple minutes, actually, and we have a copy of his book, many copies of his book, Extreme Brain Workout, 500 Fun and Challenging Puzzles to Boost Your Brain Power. Now, the way I reckon it, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio boosts your brain power. You do it because you love to have your brain be active and engaged. Puzzles, as we'll find out this hour, are another great way to do that. So when you pledge $100 or more this hour, not only will you support this brain-engaging public radio network, you'll also get a copy, if you ask for it, of Extreme Brain Workout. $100 or more, support public radio, get a copy of this amazing book of challenging puzzles. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Make that pledge now. Help us reach this 30-goal pledge by the end of the hour. And this is a way for you to keep your brain engaged and boost your brain power and keep the important and smart programming strong on Wisconsin Public Radio as we count on listeners for 30% of our budget. Make your pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We bring you on the Joy Cardine Show on Wisconsin Public Radio programs that inform and inspire and programs that entertain and engage you. You get these programs at the touch of a button or a click of the mouse anytime you want. What makes it all possible? You do. Your pledges, your contributions, that's what makes it happen. At Wisconsin Public Radio, it matters when you're a member. Become a member and give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can receive the Extreme Brain Workout as a thank you gift for your pledge of $100. Your pledge will help support the programs, and you will enjoy this thank you gift. That's the Extreme Brain Workout for your pledge of $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it'll take just a couple minutes of your time. Just give us your name, contact info, how much you want to pay, and how you want to give. Use your credit card if you can. It'll save some postage, some time, and paper. Put your money to work right away. But no matter how much you choose to give or how you choose to give it, please do it now. Get this morning off to a great start. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rob, I hope that you will stay with me this hour as we welcome in our guest, because Rob's going to share a few of the puzzles in the book.
That's
and
right.
Listeners can try their luck, can test their brain power with some of these questions. I did ask a question just before, at the top of the hour, before we started. I asked, what is yours, but others use more than you? And now, Rob, I know you know this.
Right.
So,
cool, because we talked about it earlier.
Yeah. What is yours, but others use more than you? That's a simple riddle that's in the introduction of our guest's book, and we wonder if you know. Here's the number you can call if you have an answer to this riddle, or maybe you have a question for our guest, or maybe you have a puzzle of your own that you would like to, you can test Rob with it.
Uh-oh.
1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, but I see here that someone on Facebook answered it correctly.
Oh, let's see if we get any callers. You can answer
we'll
it on
see.
The air. But
we'll
don't
see.
Look, don't peek.
Yeah,
at
don't
Facebook,
peek. No. Don't peek. And your prize is knowing. You get boasting rights if you know. That's about it. No prize. And you get added brain power. How's that? All right, let's welcome our guest. Marcel Danese is a professor of anthropology at the University of Toronto. He is the author of The Puzzle Instinct, The Meaning of Puzzles in Human Life, and Extreme Brain Workout, 500 Fun and Challenging Puzzles to Boost Your Brain Power. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure to be here. I love Wisconsin because I have my family there.
I
my
didn't.
My daughter lives there.
Is that right?
Yeah, she lives in Milwaukee. So
she can listen along in Milwaukee, too. Well, good.
Yeah, so, and I've always been a fan of WPR, always driving there back and forth.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you listening and on the air as a guest as well. Well, how did you get so interested in puzzles?
Well, there are two parts to that question. I'll be short. But when I was a kid, my mother, who had absolutely no education, coming from a northern village in Tuscany in Italy, was the most literate and articulate person you could meet. And how she got this literacy and ability to work her way through a discussion is by doing crosswords. She would do them religiously, in Italian, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many times that if she didn't finish the puzzle, and, you know, any puzzle, crossword puzzle solver will tell you, if I don't get that last letter in there, somehow my life is out of order. I got to get it in there. And she was the same. And so we miss dinner sometimes or do other things. But, boy, did it ever turn into a sharp person. That was my hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
A few years later, as a professor, I was invited to Indiana in Bloomington to give a series of lectures, public lectures, and I said, you know what, I'd like to investigate why my mother became so, how can I say, literate, so intelligent, I don't like that word too much, but I'll use it, over just doing crosswords. I chose Bloomington because that was the home of many great puzzlists, including Martin Gardner, Will Shortz and others who had studied there. So they had an enormous library of puzzles. So I went through the history of puzzles, and it is the most fascinating history of any in human life. For example, one of the original puzzles of humanity recorded in a myth, the myth of Oedipus, is perhaps the first true intelligence test with enormous consequences. Do you know the riddle of the Sphinx?
I do not.
Okay.
Rob probably does.
I sort of remember it, but you'll tell it better, yes.
Okay, well, it goes somewhat like this. What is it that moves on all fours in the morning, on two in the afternoon, and on three in the evening?
Hmm.
What possible creature could it be?
It's probably a human, but I don't know why.
It is a human.
I'm trying to figure out the three legs in the evening.
When you get old, you need a cane.
And with a cane, that's it, yeah.
Well, what a beautiful analogy. What a beautiful metaphor for life. You know, the beginning of the day is the beginning of your own life. By noontime, things are going well. You're standing up and moving around. And then as you know, the dawn comes around, you need a little help to get through it. That riddle was actually studied by Aristotle. And from that, he derived two notions, the concept of riddle itself and the concept of metaphor. Not only it was used by Sophocles in his great play Oedipus Rex, as part of his version of the myth of Oedipus, and you know the consequences that happened to Oedipus for solving that very puzzle. So, yeah, they go right back to the dawn of human history. They're fascinating. They tell us so much about ourselves. And the thing is about it that they provide challenges that no other kind of problem does because you never quite know what the answer is. But getting it gives you that effect of, aha, I got my answer. The heck with everything else in my life.
And I did get that aha when I got the answer to some of your puzzles. Yeah. But did I get anything more than that? Did that help my? Did that really help my brain?
Well, let me say that you can also get all heck.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, it can produce one of two things, frustration or elation. It depends on whether you get it or not. Is it good for you is the question, right? Well, I teach a course here at the University of Toronto on the history and the meaning of puzzles in human life in the anthropology department. It's a first-year class, and students get very much intrigued by this whole thing. I mean, you're doing Sudoku, you're doing crowd. What's this all about? Is it part of recreation? Well, it has always been part of recreation, not of fun. There's an enormous difference. Recreation means literally to recreate yourself when you're probably doing nothing else. Fun is something else, and puzzles are not always fun. They can be extremely frustrating and challenging. So they are there for various reasons, in my view. Do they enhance cognitive processes? Well, the research is ambiguous on this, as you would expect. It depends who you're testing, how it is. I'm not even sure you can get the answer from doing the typical type of experimental work in psychology. But anecdotally and intuitively, we all know that it certainly cannot hurt. Mm-hmm. And that if you keep on doing it, certain things start to improve. I'm the case in point. I'm 65, and I have never felt more sharp or bright in my life. I was a dodo as I was in my 30s or 40s. Then I discovered puzzles on my and I, you know, I'm constructing them. I'm dealing with them. If I see something that I can't solve, I won't let it go. I'll try to find out why. I'll look for the structure behind it. To put it in, allow me some academic jargon. The structure of puzzles, in my view, mirrors the structure of the human imagination.
We will talk a little bit more about that. We have the callers who want to guess the answer to the riddle, and we have a little bit of business to conduct. Let me bring on Jeremy in Nina. I believe Jeremy was the first caller. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi.
So the question is, what is yours, but others use more than you?
I would believe it'd be your name.
How did you get that, Jeremy? Did you know it right off the bat?
Right off the bat, yep.
There we
Great.
Go. You are correct, sir. So congratulations. I'll have to admit, when I read that in the introduction, it took me a while. I started thinking, you know, and I got a little bit frustrated, and then it finally dawned on me what it was. I might be in a unique situation, though, Rob, because I do say my name on the show all the
you
time.
You say your name a lot. I didn't
so
think
I
of
might,
it that way.
I might be one that I do use my name quite a bit. But Marcel Denese, you use that in the introduction, just as a simple example of a simple riddle?
Yes. Mm. The idea is that you're thinking about what could it be? The answer is not obvious. Then it hits you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a magic effect in your brain. There it is. I should have understood that. That's how puzzles work. Different from problems, everyday problems in life, which may or may not have solutions, problems in mathematics and logic, you know that there may be an answer, and the answer may be somewhere down the road. Here, you're not sure. You know it's there, but how do I get there? Much like a maze, which path do I take in my brain in order to get to the central spot in that maze? They're marvelous, these puzzles.
All right, Rob Ferret will give us another a puzzle from the book. We'll
sure.
present it to listeners, and then we'll see if anybody wants to guess.
Sure, and I want to say a lot of the puzzles in this book have some visual elements, so we can't use them. There's a lot of crosswords, math, Sudoku-type puzzles. You need to look at them. But we've got these lateral logic puzzles. That's what we're pulling from here. Here's the next one. If it takes 12 $1 bills to make a dozen, how many $2 bills does it take?
One more time.
If it takes 12 $1 bills to make a dozen, how many $2 bills does it
take?
All right.
1-800-642-1234. If you know the answer or want to guess, and again, no big prize, but boasting rights, or if you have a question for our guest, or if you want to talk about the why you love puzzles, or maybe why you don't, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Quick check of the weather. There is a dense fog advisory for portions of central and north central Wisconsin until 9 o'clock this morning. Visibilities will be reduced to less than a quarter of a mile, so take care if driving. So the fog this morning and then turning into a cloudy day with a chance of showers and thunderstorms statewide. Highs today will be in the low 70s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You can make your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine along with Rob Ferret, and we have a puzzle for you this hour.
That's right. How many of you need to pledge to get us to our goal of 30 pledges? Wait, that's too easy.
28 is how many more we need.
That's right. That's right. And as a bonus, we are talking with Marcel Denasi this hour about puzzles, the joy of puzzles, and his new book, Extreme Brain Workout, 500 Fun and Challenging Puzzles to Boost Your Brain Power. And there's no trick here. It's this simple. If you pledge $100 or more this hour, ask for your very own copy of the Extreme Brain Workout. Then you can do lateral logic puzzles, crosswords, arithmetoku. That's a new one to me. Lots of interesting, fun, challenging, brain-enhancing puzzles with your pledge of $100 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'll have to say, Rob, this is an enjoyable hour for me to be talking about puzzles. And it was when I was looking through this book. I have to admit, some of them I didn't have a clue. It was like, and it was frustrating. It was like, I don't get it. And then I went to these lateral logic puzzles, mm-hmm. and I was getting them.
You're
and I was
all
like,
over
oh,
that.
That's, yeah, this is exciting. I understand this. And so we'll talk a little bit about why I might be better at some puzzles than others.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, with our guest. But it gave me a sense of satisfaction. And I will confess something. I went to my physical about a week or so ago, and I confessed to my doctor that my memory is not as good as it used to be. I've been forgetting things here and there, and I was a little concerned about this. I was told to do some puzzles.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. She said, you know, you've got a challenging job, and you probably do really, you know, engage your brain with your work, which is, you know, I'm sure you get a lot of this anyway, but it's not going to hurt to do some of these puzzles to kind of give your brain a workout.
Right. Wisconsin Public Radio gives Joy's brain a workout. Mm-hmm. It gives your brain a workout. And you can get a little bonus brain workout with your copy of Extreme Brain Workout with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm a puzzle guy myself. I'm the same way. Some puzzles, I can do really tough ones. Some one star is too tough for me. It just depends on the variety. But the type I do, cryptic crossword puzzles, I've done them since I was a kid in Games Magazine. I think Will Shorts worked there. It's really weird lateral thinking stuff, and I think that's why I'm so hilarious in our post-show meetings, Joy, because that weird way of thinking.
It must be. I better work on that. WPR.org, you can pledge online any amount. Every single dollar, every single pledge helps pay for the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. You can also call 888-202-2552 and make your pledge to support a service that you value and pick up this excellent thank you gift during this hour for $100 pledge or more. We will send you, if you'd like it, the Extreme Brain Workout, 500 fun and challenging puzzles to boost your brain power. And we are looking for 30 pledges during this hour. That's our goal. And the goal is really important to reach because we are trying to reach our goal in half the time.
That's right. A 6-day pledge drive. We usually do a 12-day pledge drive in the fall. It's a huge part of our budget. We're kind of working without a net here, people. This is an experiment. There's no precedent for us doing this before. We can only do it with your help. WPR.org to make that pledge or call 888-202-2552.
And we have a number of listeners who immediately called in when we presented the second puzzle and repeated for us.
I'll remind you, yep. If it takes 12 $1 bills to make a dozen, how many $2 bills does it take?
And Ron in Lancaster thinks he knows. Ron?
That would be 12.
Well, hold on. Wouldn't that be $24? Wouldn't that be two dozen?
Yeah, but you didn't ask for $2 dozen.
Okay. I tried to foil you after the fact.
So, Ron, are you do you consider yourself good at puzzles like this?
Oh, yes. I like puzzles. I like brain teasers and, you know, Sudoku and all those things. They keep your mind working.
There we go. Well,
right.
Congratulations. Thanks very much for trying and getting it right. Mm-hmm. So there we go. There was an old one, Rob, that you tell your kids similar to that.
Right. I don't think this one's in the book or that I've seen. Which weighs more, a pound of lead or a pound of feathers?
I remember that one from grade school.
My kids still haven't quite locked in on why the answer to that one is what it is, but we're working on it.
Yeah. And Marcel Danese is our guest. He is the author of Extreme Brain Workout. And I'm wondering, Marcel, why is it that I might be good at these lateral logic puzzles, but some of the others, not so much?
You see, puzzles span the whole array of human faculties. There's ones that use language, and some people are better at languages in school. Some span logic, pure logic, and some are better at that than at languages, mathematics, visualization. In other words, puzzles, you can't really do them all well, as you can't do, unless you're a genius, I guess. You cannot do everything else well in life. And it's also a matter of taste. Mm-hmm. Some people like classical music, some like jazz, and so on. So as you develop a taste for some of these, there is an aesthetics, as I call it, for puzzles. And then you say, this is for me, and this is what I want to do. There is an ideal level of puzzles. If it's too hard, you lose people. If it's too simple, then you also lose them. There has to be a level. Sudoku is one of the 9x9 is absolutely perfect for that. It's right at the same level. Now, puzzle crazes throughout history show this, except for one, the Rubik's Cube. I have no clue how anybody can solve that thing. And I think the younger you are, my grandson can do it in no time. My students, many of them can't. I cannot solve it. It takes me ages. Yet it became a craze. The jigsaw puzzle is another example of people. Some people who really become fanatical over it and will do nothing but jigsaw puzzles. In fact, when it's done, they'll probably glue it together and put it on their wall and say, "Don't ever touch it again." There's my art, work of art.
Hold on, Marcel Danese. He is our guest. He is a professor of anthropology at the University of Toronto and author of Extreme Brain Workout. And we are talking about puzzles and how puzzles might boost our brain power. And we're offering you an opportunity to pick up this book with a pledge of support of $100 during this hour to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can make that pledge at WPR.org. That's online, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552. It's a half the time pledge drive. We can do it. We can do it with your help. Make that pledge now.
Discover the joy and benefits of puzzles with the Extreme Brain Workout. Make your pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and this is the Ideas Network. Do you like puzzles? Why? What kind? Tell us your puzzle story. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:36 on this Wednesday, October the 12th. We are talking with Marcel Danese, who is a professor of anthropology at the University of Toronto and a puzzle lover. He is the author of The Puzzle Instinct, The Meaning of Puzzles in Human Life, and The Extreme Brain Workout, 500 fun and challenging puzzles to boost your brain power. And I am also joined by program producer Rob Ferret, who is a puzzle fan himself. And Rob, we have 6 pledges so far this morning toward our 30 pledge goal during this half the time pledge drive. So we've got some work cut out for us.
That's right. That's a good start, but we need your help to meet this goal. We very much need to hit our goals each and every hour on this half the time pledge drive. It's a big experiment. It's a puzzle for us as to whether it's going to work or not. Honestly, I think it can, and we can do it with your help, with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And as an added incentive, this hour, if you pledge $100 or more, you can pick up a copy of Extreme Brain Workout by Marcel Denasi. We've just given you a little taste of the puzzles that are in here. There are a whole bunch of different types of puzzles, lots of different difficulty levels, all things to taunt and stimulate your brain.
Yeah.
Make your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I can attest that it both taunted and stimulated my brain this morning as I was going through it. But it really is it's a lot of fun. It does challenge you, and it also gives you great satisfaction when you know the answer. And as our guest said, maybe the science is a little bit fuzzy on whether or not it will stave off memory problems or that sort of thing. It can't hurt.
It can't
hurt to work out your brain with puzzles. And your pledge of $100 will also keep the stimulating and challenging conversations flowing here on Wisconsin Public Radio. That's why we are here, is to ask you to support a service that counts on listener support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, and taking you behind the scenes and letting you know what goes on in our brains, I mean, looking at this book, Extreme Brain Workout, I thought, if there's one thing we know about public radio listeners, they come from all walks of life, all across the political spectrum, different opinions, different ideas. If there's one thing that you all have in common, it's that you love to have your brain challenged. You like thinking. You like being exposed to ideas, new ways of looking at the world. You're puzzle people, darn it.
Yep.
And so I thought, you know what? This would make a great thank you gift. What do you think? Do you want your brain challenged even a little more than just by listening to Wisconsin Public Radio? Make that pledge of $100 or more right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can make your a payment on a credit card. You can set up monthly installments. You can pay your pledge a number of ways. But please do make the decision to help us reach this goal during this half the time pledge drive. This will also be a vote for a shorter pledge drive and more programming. We will get back to regular programming right after Monday. I think the pledge drive ends on Monday. So we're trying to do this in half the time, but we still have to raise the same amount of pledges to pay for the programming. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make that pledge now. Help us meet these goals. Get your copy of Extreme Brain Workout with a pledge of $100 or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we are talking with Marcel Denasi. He is a professor of anthropology, and he is the author of Extreme Brain Workout, 500 Fun and Challenging Puzzles to Boost Your Brain Power. And we have a caller on the line, I believe, who has a puzzle for us, Susie in Viroqua. Hi, Susie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually kind of a puzzle for me, too. About 30 years ago, my uncle told me this riddle, and we were all sitting around, and when we got done trying to figure out who it is, we asked him who it was, and he said he didn't know, and I have yet to figure out the answer. So two men are looking at a picture on the wall, and one says to the other, brothers and sisters, I have none, but that man's father is my father's son. Who's in the portrait?
Oh, I remember this. Wait, say it one more time.
Brothers and sisters, I have none, but that man's father is my father's son.
That man's father. Is my father. And you know, I thought Rob was going to get it, so I was counting on him. But maybe Professor Denasi has an idea.
That's a play on language. It's actually simpler than it seems. It's a classic. That was actually invented by one of the great puzzlists of all time. His name is Henry E. Dudenay from Britain. He was quite a story about these characters that invented puzzles and tried to outwit themselves. Dudenay was one in England. In the United States, a man named Sam Lloyd. Anyhow, he's looking at a picture of himself. you gotta break it up. I actually dealt with that in a previous book called The Total Brain Workout. You got to go through it. It's a reasoning puzzle. In this one here, I did versions of it in a section of can you figure out who is the killer by bringing out the same kind of structure.
Help us break down this riddle and how you come to the conclusion that he's looking at a picture of himself.
Okay. That man's son is my father's son, is basically it, just to reword it. And how could it be other than, he's an only child, eh? I don't know if your caller started with that, but it has to be, I'm an only child. Then it can work. And I don't remember the caller saying that.
I don't think she did.
No.
She did say brothers and sisters, I have none.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then it's the same thing. Right.
Yeah.
But that man's son is my father's son. If you change some of the words in it, it becomes clear. That's the basic way to approaching it. In both the total, in the extreme brain workout, I take nothing for granted. And that's why at the beginning of each puzzle section, I go through an illustration and break it down into its components to show you how the things fit together that lead to a solution.
And that's what I do. I appreciated that because it I can see how this might convince me that I can do some of these puzzles.
Yep.
And I might, even though I have not been a puzzle person, I could see doing these now.
Yep. That's the most crucial part. Once you know the magic, the secret behind it, then the rest becomes boring. Then, you want more and more complicated versions of that same puzzle. I'll give you an example. The river crossing puzzle, which comes from the 8th century. a man comes to a river with a goat, a head of cabbage, and a wolf. Have you heard this one before?
In with different animals and things, I have.
Yeah. It's the most universal of all puzzles. Uh-huh. It's a simple one, actually. There's a boat there. He's got to get them over to the other side safely. He knows that if he leaves the goat alone with the cabbage, the goat will eat the cabbage. If he leaves the goat alone with the wolf will eat the goat. How does he get them safely across, one at a time? Well, the important thing here in all of it is the initial move, the initial state, as it is called in graph theory. What's the initial state? Can you start with the goat? Can you start with the wolf? No, you can't, because the goat would eat it. Can you start with the cabbage? No. So you have only one choice,
right,
but to start with the goat. Then the rest follows. There are some alternatives along the way. So you take the goat across, you come back alone, pick up the wolf. You got to pick the cabbage up, take the wolf, go across, drop off the wolf, come back with the goat.
You have to bring them back and forth.
Right.
Yeah, you have to bring them back and forth. Go over with the cabbage, and by the fifth time, you're off. Now, so once you've understood what's happening there, then it becomes complex. The same maker of that puzzle, his name was Alcuin, A-L-C-U-I-N, who was a cleric, a scholar, and he was hired by Charlemagne, no other than Charlemagne, to write puzzles for him. He makes them more complex. One of them is an interesting one. He says, three jealous brothers and their sisters have to make it across, so that never can a sister be on the boat or another side without her brother being there.
I see, yeah.
So it complicates it even more. If you add more characters and more, let's call it variables to it, it becomes more and more complex. Some of them are not solvable. Unless you put an island in the middle.
Let me, we are within reach of our goal, I think, Rob. We have 11 pledges now toward that 30-pledge goal, and about 15 minutes to go in the program.
That's right. So we need your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A couple great reasons to pledge. One, because you like shorter pledge drives. We're trying to do 12 days worth of fundraising in 6 days. Help us do that. Prove that we can do it with your pledge now. And this hour, the book we're talking about, Extreme Brain Workout, 500 fun and challenging puzzles to boost your brain power. You can have a copy of that for your pledge of $100 or more. If you're a puzzle person, a lot of great stuff in here for you. If you're a puzzle evangelist, you can give this to someone else to introduce them to the joy and love of puzzles.
And if you're not a puzzle person, you might convert after you look at this book, because you'll understand them a little bit more, just like I did. So do consider making a pledge of any amount. Every pledge will help pay for the programming. It's vital to keep this service strong. but a pledge of $100 a year or more will get you the book, The Extreme Brain Workout, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's going to be a foggy morning, especially in central and north central Wisconsin. Otherwise, expect a cloudy day with a chance of showers and thunderstorms statewide. Highs will be in the low 70s. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Rob Ferret and Marcel Denezi, the author of The Extreme Brain Workout, 500 Fun and Challenging Puzzles to Boost Your Brain Power, during this day two of our Half the Time Pledge Drive, where we are trying to raise as many pledges as we typically do in a 12-day pledge drive in the fall in only 6 days. So we are looking for your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make a pledge of any amount and make a pledge of $100 if you would like this thank you gift.
Make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Looking for 18 more pledges in just the next 10 minutes. We need your help. You can help us hit this goal. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let's take a call from Laura in Green Bay. Hi, Laura.
Hi. I had wanted to comment about how puzzles have been a huge part of my life way back even as a child. It had started out with word searches and to Boggle. Then I was one of the kids that could solve the Rubik's Cube in under a minute, which basically all it is a formula based on the different colors of the Rubik's Cube. As I became an adult, I've used crossword puzzles. I'm a fanatic about them. And what I found is it enhanced my use of the English language in the various ways that words can be formed and so forth. I'm a total puzzle believer, and I tend to push it on my children as well.
Well, do you want this book, Laura? I'm just kidding.
I would love it.
That is wonderful. So it helps our language too, do you think, Marcel?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. My mother was the example for me. I should say that you know, we're talking about the brain functioning. With fMRIs and things, we can see what's going on. Apparently, the Alzheimer's people really do believe that this stuff, that the puzzle materials, does help enormously. Their own work, I forgot to mention this, but their own work does show that doing things like crosswords and Sudoku does, in fact, help Alzheimer's patients. The proof is in the pudding, because they've even asked me to take puzzles from my own books and use them for their own patients. So there must be something going on. In fact, there may be a new science. You mentioned that your doctor recommended doing puzzles. I see that more and more. It's becoming part of the mindset of practitioners, psychologists, and so on, that doing this kind of thing enhances various parts of brain functioning. But other things do as well. That was my only proviso. Music does. I mean, and the music of Mozart apparently does it as well. It's called the Mozart effect. A lot of this is anecdotal, but when you add it all up together, human productions, imaginative productions, can only be beneficial to the human brain.
Rob, do you have another puzzle from the book to present to our listeners? Or
yes, let me find that. Here we go. Let's do this one. We talked about this one before the show. A man has three daughters, each of which has a brother. How many children did he have altogether?
All right. I remember, I think I know that one, but let's see if listeners know it. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Mary in Chippewa Falls has a puzzle for us. Hi, Mary.
Hi, the answer to that, this one that you just said was four, I think.
Drat.
Yeah, foiled right away.
I have an old one my mother used to tell me. If Mississippi gave Missouri her New Jersey, what would Delaware?
Now, that's just a play on words, isn't it? Or is there actually...
There's an answer.
There is an answer. Say it again.
If Mississippi gave Missouri her New Jersey, what would Delaware?
I don't know what you would wear. What do they wear in the United States?
Idaho, but Alaska.
Okay.
And I have another.
Wait, what was the answer?
Idaho, but Alaska.
I don't know, but Alaska. Idaho, but Alaska. Okay.
As I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives. And each wife had seven kids. And each kid had seven cats. And each cat had seven kits. How many were going to St. Ives?
Too many.
You're right, of course, Glenn.
And Marcel Denasi, I know I think I've read something you've written about the St. Ives puzzle.
Yeah, I wrote that in the Puzzle Insect. It's probably the oldest puzzle around. It's found in an Egyptian papyrus that goes back to 1650 B.C. And then it was given various versions at different other times. And the reason, how can it reappear? This is an 18th century British puzzle. It's actually a nursery rhyme. How can it appear in this more or less the same way, other than to believe that there are some kind of structures in the brain that see the same puzzles all over the world? In fact, puzzles are universal, and puzzles throughout the world seem to have the same kind of structure. The trick there is the twist. It's the person, he was the only one going to St. Ives. All those others were coming out of St. Ives. That's the play on words.
And we have just 5 minutes to go, and nobody so far, guessing the riddle that or the puzzle that Rob presented on air. Why don't you just go ahead and give us the answer?
Mary said four right off the bat.
Here's another one. You have two American coins that add up to 30 cents. One in each hand. I know this is in the book, and I don't remember it exactly. So you open up one hand, and I got this wrong. I'm sorry.
One of them is not a nickel, is the short version.
Yeah.
So what are the two coins?
One of them
is not a nickel.
Right.
The other one is.
Right, exactly. That's the,
I know,
that's the quick answer.
This always drives people insane when you do this. Don't do that to me. It's like humor.
Why do we love to be frustrated that
much? I don't know. We're a strange species, aren't we?
Well, you know what?
An interesting one.
Yeah, that was great. Well, before we let you go, Marcel Denasi, why do you recommend that we check out puzzles if we don't already?
Because really, at the bottom line, they are really good for you, from what I can tell. They are fun to do, and when you know how to do them, they lead to that aha effect, which is its own reward. It'll get you through a bad day if you get that aha.
Thank you so much for being with us. It's been a pleasure. Marcel Denasi is the author of The Extreme Brain Workout, and it is your thank you gift for a pledge of $100 to this program during this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just a few minutes to reach our goal. We need 10 more pledges in about 3-4 minutes to make our goal of 30 pledges this hour. Make that pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hey, talk about aha moments. I bet you've had some of those, maybe a lot of those, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, either aha, I just learned something new, or aha, that person crystallized the argument I've been trying to make, or aha, I think I understand the other side a little better now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pledge for those aha moments and get some more aha moments with your pledge of $100 or more, because you can get a copy of Extreme Brain Workout along with it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And your pledge helps pay for future aha moments for everybody with the programming that will continue and continue strongly here on Wisconsin Public Radio. A third of our budget comes from your pledges. So keep the aha moments coming with your pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And if you would like the book, The Extreme Brain Workout, and who wouldn't? $100 pledge or more, and we will send it to you as our thank you.
Hey, 5 more pledges.
Yay.
Now just 5 more pledges. Just a couple minutes, but you can keep pledging through the news break. Help us hit this goal. It's a half the time pledge drive. We're doing our biggest fun drive of the year, our biggest, most important pledge drive of the year in just 6 days instead of 12. We need it to be successful, and we can do it with your help and your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
we just take a little bit of information from you when you call in. It just takes a couple of minutes of your time. You give us your name, contact information, and how much you want to give, how much you would like to pay. And if it is $100 or more, say, hey, I'd like that extreme brain workout, and we will send it along. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Boost your brain power by listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Boost your good feelings by becoming a member and pledging today, and get a little extra challenge with your own copy of Extreme Brain Workout. Just a few more minutes to get that. Make a pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Boy, only four more pledges to go, and we will reach this goal. So won't you be one of them? WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 52. Thanks to Harold from Waukesha, who pledged and said he appreciates all the in-depth news and cultural analysis that he gets on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you very much, Harold. We hope to hear from you, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thanks, Joy.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.